Contagious, Why Things Catch On. Author, Jonah Berger. Why do some products, ideas and behaviours succeed when others fail? There are a lot of examples of things that have caught on. They start with a small set of individuals or organisations and spread almost like a virus. But while it's easy to find examples of social contagion, it's much harder to actually get something to catch on. Even with all the money poured into marketing and advertising, few products become popular. One reason some products and ideas become popular is that they are just plain better. We tend to prefer websites that are easier to use, drugs that are more effective, and scientific theories that are true rather than false. Another reason products catch on is attractive pricing. More people prefer paying less rather than more. Advertising also plays a role. Consumers need to know about something before they can buy it. But although quality, price, and advertising contribute to products and ideas being successful, they don't explain the whole story. Word of mouth. People love to share stories, news, and information with those around them. We tell our friends about great vacation destinations, chat with our neighbours about good deals, and gossip with co-workers about potential layoffs. Word of mouth is more effective than traditional advertising for three key reasons. 1. It's more persuasive. 2. It's more targeted. And 3. It's available to everyone. Social transmission. From startups to startlets, people have embraced social media as the wave of the future. Companies have fallen over themselves in their rush to jump on the buzz marketing bandwagon. Logic is straightforward. If they can get people to talk about their idea, it will spread, making their product instantly popular along the way. But there are two issues with this approach: the focus and the execution. Research by the Keller Fay Group found that only 7% of word of mouth happens online. Of course, people spend a huge amount of time online, but we forget that they also spend a lot of time offline. We tend to overestimate online word of mouth because it's easier to see, but we don't think as much about all the offline conversations that we've had over the same period because we can't easily see them. Further, one might think that online word of mouth reaches more people, while it's not always the case. Sure, the average tweet or Facebook status update is sent to more than 100 people, but not all of these potential recipients will actually see every message. So the first issue with all the hype around social media is that people tend to ignore the importance of offline word of mouth, even though they are more impactful than online ones. The second issue is that Facebook and Twitter are technologies, not strategies. Harnessing the power of word of mouth, online or offline, requires understanding why people talk and why some things get talked about and shared more than others. 6 principles of contagiousness. 1. Social currency. Self-sharing follows us throughout our lives. We tell friends about our new clothing purchases and blog about our preferences. This desire to share our thoughts, opinions, and experiences is one reason social media has become so popular. Indeed, 40% of what people talk about is their personal experiences. It's more than just vanity, we are actually wired to find it pleasurable to do. Telling a funny joke at a party makes people think we're witty. Word of mouth then is a prime tool for making good impressions. So to get people talking, companies and organisations need to mint social currency. Give people a way to make themselves look good while promoting their products and ideas. 2. Triggers. At any given moment, some thoughts are more top than others. Some things are chronically accessible, and accessible thoughts lead to action. 3. Emotion. Our tendency to gossip shapes our emotions and relationships with friends and colleagues alike. And the more we care, the more we share. The internet has become increasingly engineered to support this natural inclination. 2 reasons people might share things are that they are interesting and that they are useful. Sharing information helps others and makes the sharer look good in the process. Hence, more interesting articles are 25% more likely to make the most shared and emailed list, while more useful articles are 30% more likely to make the list. This explains why health and education articles are highly shared. Articles about those topics are also often useful. Focus on feelings. Marketing messages tend to focus on information, but many times information isn't enough. That is where emotion comes in. Rather than harping on features or facts, we need to focus on feelings, the underlying emotions, and motivate people to action. Some products or ideas may seem better suited than others for evoking emotion, but any product or service can focus on feelings, even those that don't possess any obvious emotional hook. The trigger is to pick emotions that kindle the fire. Select high arousal emotions that drive people to action. 4. Public. People often imitate those around them. They dress the same styles as their friends. They quit smoking if their friends quit, and are more likely to get fat if their friends become obese. Whether people are making trivial choices or important ones, they tend to conform to what others are doing. People imitate in part because of the others' choices provide information. Psychologists call this idea social proof. Social proof plays a role in all fields of life and has a big effect on behaviour. But to understand how to use it to help products and ideas catch on, we need to understand when effects are strongest. The famous phrase, monkey see, monkey do, captures more than just human penchant for imitation. Observability has a huge impact on whether products and ideas catch on. The more public a product and service is, the more it triggers people to take action. So, make the private public. 5. Practical value. If social currency is about information senders and how sharing makes them look, practical value is mostly about the information receiver. People share practically valuable information to help others. Today, direct opportunities to help others are few. Modern life has distanced us from our neighbours and friends, reducing face-to-face contact. But sharing something useful with others is easy and quick, even if we are not in the same place. If we know our friends are into cooking, sending them a new recipe brings us closer. Our friends see that we know and we care about them. We feel good for being helpful, and the sharing cements our friendship. When we care, we share. But when the opposite is also true, sharing is caring. 6. Stories. Stories are an important source of cultural learning that helps us make sense of the world. Narratives are inherently more engrossing than basic facts. One good story about a mechanic who fixed the problem without charging is worth dozens of observations and years of trial and error. Stories thus give people an easy way to talk about products and ideas. But when trying to generate a word of mouth, many people forget that one important detail. They focus so much on getting people to talk that they ignore the part what really matters, that people are talking about. That's the problem with creating content that is unrelated to the product or idea. It's meant to promote. There's a big difference between people talking about content and people talking about the company, organisation or person that created that content. Virality is most valuable when the brand or product benefit is integral to the story, when it's woven so deeply into the narrative that people can't tell the story without mentioning it. Finally, you now have the secrets to creating contagious products and ideas. So, build your own social currency-laden, triggered, emotional, public, practically valuable story. But make sure your desired information is so embedded into the plot that people can't tell the story without it.